It's episode 75, and we've got plugins for Retina displays, task management, content, comments, and more. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode. And yes, 75. What a big number.
Not bad.
Wasn't ever certain I was going to get this far, but now that I'm at 75, now that we're 75, now it's time to start going through some of the old shows and pulling out some of those what-were-you-thinking moments for episode 100. I think that's why we're going to throw in some of those when we hit episode 100, because we will do that before too long.
Yeah, I should bring in one of my clips from my one of my very first podcast interviews that I did with someone as a podcaster, and this was back in 2005, and I said, I go, WordPress, who even uses that? Nobody's going to even be using that by next year.
Yeah, we need that one. That one's kind of like Bill Gates, 640K yeah. RAM will be enough for anybody.
That's right. So we've all eaten our share of crow, you know, I'm glad to see that Matt and the gang over at Automattic are really, you know, kind of kicking our tails and making us eat our words as far as some of the cool advancements that they've been able to come up with.
Yeah, that they did. And then we've got a few things here. First off, it's time for a little self-promotion for myself and Marcus here. So I'm going to do a little bit for myself here and mention some of my own business stuff that I don't often mention or forget to cover. And that is I do WordPress training, and I have classes starting soon, and I will be doing webinars really soon. They're getting closer and closer to actually happening, and I wanted to let any listeners know, if you're interested, drop me a line, or if you know folks that are interested, drop me a line. You can be amongst the first ones to take the webinars, and the first couple times they'll be discounted, just so I can make sure I get a few students and get a good feel for it and everyone gets their money worth. Also, if you happen to live in Victoria, B.C., this wonderful area around where I live, I'm also going to be doing classes really soon. I'm starting to run my own classes outside of the college and the other school that I teach, and those will be coming into existence probably first beginning of August. So we've got some good plans in the works there. And one other thing about me is I offer WordPress emergency support. And that is when you get the white screen of death that everyone so dreads, or someone's hacked your website, or you just find yourself suddenly in over your head. Send me an email, drop me a line, click the badge on my webpage that says WordPress emergency support, and I'll get an email direct to my iPad that says, hey, somebody needs some help, and I will contact you. Or my phone number is on my website, just give me a call. I do answer my cell phone, unless I've got other things happening to keep me busy. And that's my self-promotion. How about yourself, Marcus?
Boy, am I even ready for self-promotion yet? I don't know. Okay. Well, I guess you could contact me if you have some SEO questions or things like that, but I'm working on a site right now, actually, where if you are unsure about your own efforts as far as search engine optimization on your own site, or if you just kind of want a site audit, or maybe you're paying somebody to do SEO, I've got a new site. It's going to be SEO75.com. That's probably going to be a couple weeks before it's live, so don't look and embarrass me with my poor WordPress skills. But for $75, I will audit your website top to bottom as far as what it is search engine optimization-wise that you need, what you've been doing, if it's going to hurt you or benefit you as far as any link building or things like that that you've done. And just in an hour's time, basically, I will give you a full rundown as to where you stand and what different opportunities for improvement that there are. So that, from a business side, is what I've got going on. And then On July 9th, I've kind of tattooed this on my forehead, that the daily plugin, which is the daily video show that I'm going to be doing about WordPress plugins, is going to launch. So episode one is going to be literally 10 days away.
Excellent. That looks exciting. I'm looking forward to checking that out when you launch it.
Yeah, it's, you know, the nature of it, John, is, you know, I mean, we talk about six plugins a piece here, and it's one thing to just get on the mic and talk about it, but it's a whole nother thing when you actually have to demonstrate it.
Yeah.
And show how it was done. So I've really kind of been torn back and forth a little bit, and I just recently got the help of someone who, I'm not going to name the name of the show, but... it's a female-hosted tech show that's the top of iTunes and probably been one of the favorites of everybody for the last 5 or so years. The gentleman who is the co-founder of that show and the executive producer is going to help me out as well. So
bonus.
I'm very much looking forward to not only impressing him but getting the critiques that are due once I start. So that's pretty much all I've got for now, but I'll definitely keep everybody posted once more developments occur.
All right. Sounds exciting. Well, I have a couple of things that I'm going to rant and ramble about because I've had a couple of burrs up my butt in the last few days. So feel free to skip forward about, you know, a minute and a half if you need to. And first off, I want to ramble on about a couple of real pain-in-the-neck emails that I've been getting recently, and they're for what I personally consider stupid crap, and some people might not, but I received one this week from a twit who was asking me to remove some very old links from an old website of mine. A few years ago, I built up a niche marketing website and used articles from free article websites. So, of course, you know, it's got links and stuff on it. But of course, with Google's campaign lately to clean up the web, and they seem to have found a way to get all of the webmasters out there to help clean it up for them instead of just doing some filtering, they've started telling people to get links removed from websites pointing to theirs, or what they consider spammy links. So I've seen a couple of emails in recent times going, hey, can you remove these links from my website? A couple of them were pretty polite, so I had no problem with it. Well, some moron sent me one that was not so polite and threatened me with legal action over it, which I went, excuse me? You know, you can't do that. That's, you know, that's how the web works. So I sent him a very nasty email, and because I'm a nice guy and just didn't want the hassle, I went ahead and removed all his crap from my site, content and all, just to get rid of it. So I just, it was just a pain, and there's better ways of dealing with it, I thought, and I think that if you're trying to get people to remove maybe links you created an article, stuck it in an article directory, and now Google's coming back to haunt you with it and saying, you know those links you created a couple of years ago? Well, they're spammy. You need to get rid of them. Well, they're out there on websites from people that have, in good faith, downloaded those articles, used them, and put them up on their site. And now you're telling them that, hey, you're in trouble for using my stuff. And it's like, excuse me? So anyway, if you find yourself in that trouble, I personally think if you approach it in a polite manner, you get much better results, and they're more willing to help you out and clean up the mess. So that's my little rant on that. And it did dawn on me, though, after dealing with this, that if you happen to work for the dark side of the web, you've got some major opportunities here to destroy your competition through negative SEO. Have fun.
Yeah, you can hire me for that. I should have said that. Darn it. I missed it.
Working on the dark side. So anyway, that's a little bit of an irritant there. And I basically had fun sending a guy an email directing him to where he should understand that, you know, the internet runs on linking, and court after court has upheld when people tried to sue to have links removed, and court said, sorry, your website's open to the public. They're allowed to link to you in any way they want. Mm. So, at any rate, that was just a bit of information that I found out on the web.
Now, let me ask, John, where are they getting this information that these links need to be removed?
Google's sending out letters to people.
Well, they haven't found me, and I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, but
so
they're sending them to Webmaster Tools. If you have a Webmaster's Tool account, I've seen it in different forums that people have gotten a letter from Google saying, this link, and this links are pointing to your site, and they're spammy links. You really need to get these removed from your site, or it's going to impact your listing.
Hmm.
And so it's basically Google's found a way to get the webmasters to clean up the mess.
Huh.
So, and I've heard it's legitimate, but I've never seen one myself directly. But that's the only reason I can think of that suddenly I'm starting to get these emails from stuff. Because I did create a few websites years ago that used articles from article directories.
Yeah.
So. Hmm.
I don't know. See, I use original content, so maybe that's why. But
yeah, probably. Makes a difference. But, you know, sometimes you do things in a different way.
Yeah, I'm looking at my webmaster tools now. Nothing.
No, it doesn't happen to everybody. It just happens to a few here and there.
Well, anybody out there, if you get one of these letters, can you forward it to us verbatim? I'd love to see what this says.
Yeah.
We need to dive a little bit deeper into this and analyze exactly what's happening. And if you get one of these letters, please send it to me and let me know what your website is and what the links are that they're talking about. Because if I dig into this a little bit, I think I can save us all a big headache as to whether this is actually worth your time or not.
Yeah, could be. So now that fun's over, on the plus side, I myself been pretty busy this week. It's been nice. And, of course, as I say, when it rains, it pours. Just as I'd thought I'd hit a wall of slowdown, all of a sudden, great folks have been asking me for work to be done on their sites. Good timing, as I'm just about to launch a major project, and that'll free up lots of time for me. And, you know, I thought I was going to be bored for a few days after that, but not anymore. I'm going to be busy. The work's lined up, and thanks to everyone. And a few of you that have called or emailed me for hiring are listening to the show. You know who you are. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate the work and that you listen to the show. And I also have another thing I've noticed. I've seen an increase in articles about how you should avoid free WordPress themes. And this is because more and more of the free WordPress themes that you don't get through the repository or legitimate, decent websites are containing more and more spam links and hidden code for malicious purposes. So be careful if you download free themes. And this one here, this is something that just made me laugh so hard today. The spammers have hit spammers of domain sales. I'm certain that if you own a domain, every once in a while you get an email that says, hey, such and such domain is like yours and it's on sale. Would you like to buy it? Or it's coming up for renewal and we'd like to sell it to you. My fave, this one here today, they tried to sell me my own domain name.
Hmm.
They sent me an email that says, I own a domain name called tamethewildweb.com. Have owned it for years. And I got an email today saying, hey, Tame the Wild Web is coming up for a renewal pretty soon. We'd like to offer it to you at a fantastic price. And I looked at it and I went, excuse me? And then I checked. I said, no, I still own that. It's all good. So they've hit an ultimate new low to me, trying to sell me my own domain name.
Ice to the Eskimos, right?
That's pretty much it. All right. And another warning. This one here is because I've helped move a couple of clients this week to new hosting providers, and I wanted to let you know, if you're planning to move to a new hosting provider, don't tell the old hosting provider you're moving until after you've moved. If you tell them before you move, it can suddenly make your move difficult, because they can limit access to your old account, and it becomes like, please guys, turn me back on so I can get my stuff.
You want to name some names here?
No, I don't like to do that. I don't like to do that. I rarely ever talk bad about my competition or other companies unless they've done something so outrageously horrid. This was I pretty much think an honest mistake. And because I know the company, I've dealt with the company in the past, and they've always been really good. I think they've just sort of made a mistake here. This time around, I think they'll make right. So.
Gotcha.
So anyway, that's that. So make sure before you move, don't tell your old host until after you move. Just, it might save you some grief. And a follow-up on something we discussed in a previous podcast, and that was ManageWP, the website for managing multiple WordPress domains. Mm-hmm. One of my listeners out there, Rob, he was kind enough to set me up with a demo account underneath his so I could test this out and see what it was. And so I was able to plug five of my websites. I have several websites that run the exact same plugins and the exact same setup, so I wanted something that was similar. I was able to plug it in and plug them in there and see how this works for doing the updates, making everything function, and configured. It was pretty easy. I was actually kind of excited. I had a little bit of time this morning before the podcast, And I thought, well, it's a good time to do this. I've got nothing happening, and if I get involved in work right now, I'll have to yank myself away from it. So what this did, it kind of surprised me in that it looked at all the websites once they're loaded. It tells you what version of WordPress each one's running, what it needs update, and of course all five of them were out of date. I knew it. And that also they also had plugins that needed updated. So what I did was I first went and let it do all of the WordPress updates and then checked it. And because I had all the sites open and I checked them after. Well, one of the sites crashed because the plugins hadn't been updated and I didn't notice it. And then I went ahead and updated the plugins through this through WPN or Manage WP, and it actually corrected the problem where the site crashed because of the bad plugin. It updated that plugin that had crashed, and all of a sudden the site came back from the fatal error, which I was that was pretty cool. That meant no extra work on my part. Mm-hmm. I like that. It also gives you the opportunity to clean up your database. In other words, run database table cleaning to clean up the overhead on it. It also gives you the opportunity to remove spam comments. It also allows you to manage comments for all the sites there or just one of the sites. You can work them individually or all at a time. All in all, I was pretty impressed with the way it was working. It was pretty smooth. The installation process was straightforward. You connect your site, it tells you you need to download this plugin. You click download the plugin, it takes you directly to your website where you log in, download the plugin, activate it, go back to their site, click activate, and boom, it's in their system.
Now, how does this run? Where do you log into?
You log into a website called managewp.com.
I see.
And when you log in, you get a WordPress dashboard. It's just a customized WordPress dashboard to me, which gives you access to certain features. And it was actually it was quite nice. It's got five sites in it. I'm going to monitor it for a couple of weeks, and I'll report back again with it as I go through it. And if it turns out all right, it's something that I might be able to recommend further and maybe even advance myself to their professional version and add all the rest of my sites to it.
So what's the price? What's the price tag on that?
I actually didn't look at the price tag yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to check it out, and it's like price wasn't that much of an issue to me because I was running on this demo system. So.
Yeah, we're gonna get the WordPress podcast hosts discount, I think, on that one, right?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice for him to do that. So anyway, that's something to check out, folks. For those of you that were asking about some place to manage multiple sites, this might be something that you might check into. Try out their trial system and see how it works with a couple of sites.
Absolutely. Sounds good. I'm going to try it myself.
And, of course, one other thing, WordPress 3.4.1 dropped. And so, as we know, the 0.1 always drops pretty quick after the major version. So it's here. WordPress 3.4 has been downloaded 3.5 million times as of this morning, so it's moving along quite quickly.
Yeah, and I noticed we, and I made mention of it last show, that we were just days away from surpassing 20,000 plugins in the repository, and we've certainly hit that mark. It's up to, I think, 20,200 right now.
Holy smokes, it just jumped.
Yeah, so congratulations to all of you plugin users and plugin developers and the people in the community. It's an amazing accomplishment. I mean, it's not like, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, it's nothing like iPhone apps or things like that. But yeah, well, these things do a little bit more than just check the weather and things like that. These are money makers out there.
Yes,
so, to all of you in the community that support WordPress and enjoy the functionality that you get out of plugins, we would love to stick around with this show until there are 50,000 plugins in the repository. And the only way that we can keep doing that is if we get your support in the form of reviews, in the form of ratings. And I just want to let everyone know also that if you have an Apple device, there is now a podcast app.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's new.
We would appreciate it if you would subscribe to the show also on your mobile device as well. And that way you can keep in touch with us there, and you can see all the show notes and things like that right in the app. So please take advantage while you can.
That's pretty good. And I do have one shout out this week, going out to Oliver over in Denmark. I got a great email from him of encouragement and some really great comments. He had a couple of questions. It did say it was going to be dropping us a SpeakPipe message. Hasn't come yet. So Oliver, get on it, man. Get that message to us. That'd be great. We'll put you on the show. And for your questions, you will be getting a response to those questions. And next show, I'll be sharing the questions and the response with the rest of the listeners. So thanks, Oliver, for your input. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
And news, well, this week, basically, there was a couple of pieces of news, but the only real big piece of news I had was the 3.41 drop. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, same.
All right. That's all I've got. Anything else?
No, man. Let's get to it.
All right. Let's... All right, plugins this week. I've got a couple of great plugins, pretty simple ones, and they came about through necessity a part way. First one I've got is SEO Facebook comment plugin. And what this one here, it's kind of different. I had a client that asked about integrating the Facebook comments on his website. I've pretty much been loath to do that for a long time because of the way it was done. But I stumbled across this plugin here, and it turns out it's actually an interesting unique way of doing it while still making it look like and function as a Facebook commenting system. And what it does in particular is it integrates the Facebook comments quite nicely with your site. And one of the things it does also is it still keeps your old comment system in place if you want to use that also. Or if you want to turn off the comment system but you have comments still, you can still keep all those old comments in place as they were while integrating this one. This actually sticks itself just above your comment system. And what it does is it pulls the comments into your site, but unlike Facebook comments normally that iframe themselves and have absolutely no value in SEO to your website, what this one does is it pulls it into your database and then re-outputs it as HTML to your site.
Hmm.
And thereby making it indexable text for your website from the search engines.
That's right. And you know what? They're not going to index Facebook.
That's right. They will not.
So now you get original content on your website in your comments.
That's right.
Nice.
And you can bring in your Facebook fans to your website action. And it's actually quite nice. It installs pretty smoothly. I had no problems putting it on my test site. When I went to put it on my client's site, I did have some issues, but that was because of his customized theme that he had done a couple, 3 years ago. It was customized in such a way that they had actually broke the commenting system, and he didn't realize it. So that's a whole nother story.
Well, this, John, does this work on only a personal profile? Or will this work on, say, a like a fan page?
It'll pull in anything. That's the other thing I forgot to mention is when you get it installed and as you're choosing what to display, if you manage multiple fan pages, you get to choose which one from a drop-down list.
Great.
So it was actually, I thought that was kind of cool, which excited me even more because I do manage multiple fan pages for different clients.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I integrate them into their WordPress stuff. So this is going to add a whole new level of integrating Facebook. I actually kind of liked it. It was impressive. It wasn't so impressive as to get a 5, but it got a 4. So it's a pretty decent plugin.
Nice. I'm going to try that one myself.
So 4 dragons for that one.
Great. Okay, the first one that I've got also has some intrinsic SEO value to it. The title of the plugin is exactly what it does. It's called Title Split Testing for WordPress. So basically, if your headline sucks, nobody's going to read your article, right?
True.
So this way, you can create a few different versions that you think are compelling. And there are many different ways in which you can write headlines, and I won't get them to them here. But essentially, this lets you pick 5, 6, 8, however many titles you want, and it will start to split test them. And you give it a specific sampling time frame, and you can take a look at the results and then stick with the winner.
Nice.
So it's pretty simple, and I tried it on actually some merchandise stuff. So One in particular that I would... You guys might get a kick out of this site. I kind of picked the wrong website to develop this year, going with my old Chicago roots, so I went with my Chicago Bulls, and I have bullshat.com, which I also have Heat Hat, and I didn't develop it. What an idiot I am. But anyway, you can see on there, actually, I've got some titles of specific products and such, and I've split tested those. And they even go through like the carousel with split tested titles and everything. So
nice.
It's really cool. It changes it in the feed even, too. So
if
you reload your RSS feed, your titles will change periodically. So it's really something cool to look at. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I wish it were, if it had reports, I would love it, but it doesn't. So yeah, that's why I took the point away. But it's a pretty cool plugin to try out. So if you're really trying to struggle and trying to figure out, you know, SEO-wise, what you might be able to do to your site to spruce it up a little bit, try this title split testing for WordPress. Substitute the word naked in every other title and see what happens.
Yeah, that might work. Sex sells.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next one I've got is, and the winner is, and that's the plugin, and the winner is.
Hmm.
And this plugin here, this came about simply because I had a client that, I have a client that wants to run a contest on their website, and they're planning to start that contest next month. And what it is they also work with a print publication, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to drive people to actually read the print publication along with their website. So they want to run a contest where people would answer a trivia question, but to get the trivia answer, they have to read the print publication to get that answer. And this is for a little local piece of material here in Victoria, so it's, they don't have a, they're not a worldwide audience, it's just a local audience for the most part. But it still is a great idea. Basically, they asked me to find something that would work, so where people would find the answer in the print magazine, they'd have to go to the website, click a link on the front page of the website to go to where they would answer the trivia question. Once they answer the trivia question, their name gets entered into a draw to win a pass for their services, for a month. Simple enough to do. There wasn't really any real plugins I thought were going to do the trick, so I was going to create. I had a solution that I was going to work up involving Gravity Forms, but they were also doing some research of their own, and they tripped across this plugin that I didn't see, and they told me about it, and I said, okay, I'll check it out. And when I looked at it, I said, well, it might be what you need. It does have one caveat in it, and that is what it does is it sort of takes over the commenting system to run the contest. And basically you can take any post in your site and turn it into a contest. And how you do that is you write your post, and there's a checkbox at the bottom now that says turn this into a contest and tell us how many winners you want when it's done. And they want one winner, so we chose one winner, turn it into a contest. And what it does is anyone who now comments on the post gets entered into the draw. And at the end of the contest period, you turn off comments for that post, and then the plugin goes through and automatically generates and decides who the winner is. So all in all, pretty decent. I like the way it worked. Pretty straightforward. It wasn't exactly what they wanted, but it was something they were willing to work with instead of having me go through this other way of doing it. So I went ahead and set it up for them, tested it. It seems to work pretty decently. I haven't run into any issues with it yet. Our contest starts the 1st of July, ends the end of July, so this will get a report back after the end of July to see what happens, if there's any major issues with a lot of people running on it, because they do get a fair amount of traffic, because it is a heavily used service here in Victoria. So I gave it a 3, and part of the reason I did that is the plugin's pretty old, so I don't know if there's any issues with it. I mean, it's a year old. This plugin's 354 days old. So It may or may not have issues. I won't know until it runs for a little while. So 3 dragons on this. Pretty decent little plugin. You might check it out if you're going to plan to run a contest.
I like that. I like the randomization aspect of it.
Yeah.
And does it... Here's my one question. Can you stuff the box? Can I put 50 comments in there?
No. There's a way to... I can't remember now. I remember something in there that was a way for me to limit it so that only one comment would work. So
that is totally cool. So that's cool that they found that. Yeah. I have something that, you know, we were talking about the management aspect of things, and one of the things that I kind of have been neglecting is I go to one website, and then I'll update it, and then go, oh, you know, I got to really fix the header and the way the categories drop down in this, but I'll get to that as soon as I'm done updating this other site over here. And then, oh, I got to take care of the footer widgets on this because it's all misaligned because it doesn't work with that particular plugin. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, what happened to that site I never developed that I said I was going to fix this thing 6 weeks ago? So I found something pretty cool to leave myself little notes and little checklists and little things that are recurring. So this plugin's called Maintenance Checklist. Hmm. And so basically what this does is it sort of goes under the things like backup, spam, trash removal, that kind of thing. But it basically, it does two things. You can leave yourself reminders, and it also will take care of a lot of these menial tasks for you. Oh, like nice. Empty out the spam, empty out, you know, trash everything, perform a backup, things like that. Hmm. So I found a lot of benefit in this. The only thing is you still have to log into each individual site to see what this thing is up to. And you know what? I think if a lot of these plugins, especially if okay, Matt Mullenweg, I know you're listening. Listen, Matt, make a private RSS feed that just says what the internal maintenance and the mechanics of each WordPress installation is. Then I can put it all in my Google Reader and know exactly who's on task as far as my little WordPress robots out there. So, Matt, get on it. I need an internal RSS feed stat right now. But until then, you're going to have to use this plugin, which I gave the crappy 3 out of 5.
Ah, that's all right. It still looks kind of interesting and might be helpful.
Yeah.
All right. So I have one more plugin, and this one here is actually related to the one I just talked about. And the reason it's related to it is, of course, as mentioned, we're going to be running a contest that starts July 1st, ends July 31st. Now, two things happen there. One, starting at July 1st is easy. WordPress has a wonderful way to start your post ahead of time. You can have it auto-post. But there's no easy way in WordPress to say, okay, this time it's time for this post to stop showing its content. You have to always remember to go turn it off unless you add a plugin. And this plugin I'm using here is called Content Scheduler. I've been using it for a while now. Again, it's a pretty old plugin, but I've had no issues with it on the couple of sites I use it on. And the nice thing about it is it allows you to decide on a date and time to turn off that post. And you can make that post go from public to private or back to draft just to get it out of the public's view so that they can't access it anymore. And I thought about that when I was running this contest. It's like, you know, if they don't remember to go in there on August 1st and turn this off, and they don't get to it for a couple of days, they'll have people for the next couple of days entering the contest that's over. Because you can't, those commenting system, until you turn off the comments, people can continue to enter the contest. So what this one does is this plugin matches up to that one and allows you to turn off that content. And so it's no longer accessible. It's very easy, very straightforward. It does work. Like I said, I've been using it on another website that's a online magazine. And because occasionally they have content that's time sensitive, it just needs to be turned off on a certain date. And that's what we've used this for. So all in all, it's pretty decent. You know, I gave it a nice steady 3 dragon rating. It is old, but it's still pretty okay. So give it a check out.
I have a use for something like that. I'm glad you brought that plug into the show today. Just thought of it as you said, as you were talking about it, and I'm sure that there are probably 20 to 30 people out there who got the exact same thing as far as a little light bulb, a little plug-in light bulb going off.
Yeah, this is it's a pretty nice little one.
Yeah. So, okay, this one is just kind of a throwaway. You know, it's called WP Retina 2X. And you guys all know that I'm kind of a Matt Mullenweg stalker. And he started talking about this on Facebook last week. And so I wanted to geek out on it and have a little fun with the new iPad and check it out and see what it could do. So if you want to see what your WordPress install looks like in the Retina high resolution, high DPI format, this plugin's called WP Retina 2X. It's just sheerly for the sake of goofing on your site and seeing what it looks like in Retina, which, do I really have to say the word what it probably looks like in Retina? I mean, hello, 1990 calling, they want their 16-bit graphics back. I mean, that's what it makes you look like, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want to have some fun, I gave this one a 3 out of 5 just because this is the first seed in, you know, a string of what is going to be coming out for Retina.
Yeah.
Are any of us even ready for this right now? I mean, I don't know. But
no.
I say that, and then next year we'll be like, John, I had to give it a 4 out of 5 because it doesn't support Retina.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like the new phase of themes that are, you know, supporting, I forgot the term for it now, the ones that change as you go down the sizes on different devices.
Yeah.
The reactionary themes, what are they called? I had it this morning. I was looking at
the newest thing. Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be, that looks like it's going to be a nice little toy for a while, but eventually, yeah, you'll definitely be wanting to do something like that because enough of those devices will be out there.
That's right.
Well, that's all I've got for this week. I don't have anything else, just the usual reminders. Remember to go check us out in iTunes, give us a rating, check us out on blueberry.com and VOA. We really can use the ratings and the referrals. Oh, I do have one other little piece of reminder, and that is for anyone listening in Victoria or who just wants to travel here for July 10th. I have a WordPress meetup group that's happening, and that meetup I'm covering what I consider the top 10 plugins plus one. And some other cool stuff that I found along the way to present to folks. So it's going to be a nice presentation.
Awesome. Well, how can they find us, John?
You can find me, my website, johnoverall.com, or email me, dragon at wppluginsa-z.com. And my email address may be changing really soon because I'm about to launch my wppro.ca website.
Awesome. So. Cool. Well, you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. You know what? I'm going to throw this out there because you've listened to the entire show now, so I'm going to throw something at my guys here. Shoot me an email about your website, and I'll that SEO thing I was talking about, I'll take the first 3 people and do it for nothing. How about that?
There's a bonus.
So you get my free evaluation. We appreciate that you listened all this way. And I'm going to reward you for that. So go to marcuscouch.com, type me a message, just say, I want you to evaluate my site, give me the URL, and I'll shoot you back a nice report. And if you want to give me a testimonial on that, I totally would appreciate that as well. Also, you can contact me before my dog goes completely crazy here. hold on.
Hey! Shut up! I'm doing a show! I'm doing a podcast! You gotta stop.
Okay, you can get me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Also, facebook.com/marcuscouch, at marcuscouch on Twitter. And probably gonna get me in the morgue if somebody's trying to invade my house, which is why my dog's probably going crazy. But all those things, and Marcus at WordPressPluginsA-Z.com.
There you go. We're done. We're out of here. Have fun.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And that's it. Good show.